Simen Shincha Vav, Sif Vav. The Mechaber says one's not allowed to put on his stomach a kli sheish b'mayim chamin, like a hot water bottle, even during the week. He's doing it for comfort, maybe he has a stomachache. He's not allowed to do it b'nei hasakana. The water might get very hot and he might get burnt. Sometimes the water gets very hot. And the Mishnah brings from the Rishonim that there's definitely a special Isser on Shabbos more than during the week, and that's why it's mentioned over here in Shincha Vav and the Shabbos. Rashi and the Ran say that they're concerned that some of the water will spill out of the hot water bottle and end up being Reichus B'Shabbos, washing himself on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, if it's like in an enclosed kliya, there's no way it's going to leak out, you won't have this issue. However, Taisa says the reason is because it's a problem of refuah. That will happen some Shincha Vches, Gzerim Shem Shchika Sa'amonim, that you might come to grind up and crush the sediments to make a medicine if you do things that are for refuah on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech Gadol, Ish Lakov. It's a big tzarech one can make to use the hot water on Shabbos to make sure the water is not too hot. It shouldn't be a problem for Kana, because that's a problem even during the week. The Ramah says, well, could warm up a beged and put it on a stomach. That's fine. Mishnah Berurah explains, even the Kana Taisa, that the issue over here is refuah. It's not nikkur that's for refuah. If someone just has like an extra towel or blanket on them, it's not obvious that they warmed it up before, and therefore it's soothing for them. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, someone is reichet to the Nor in the river. He has to be careful to dry himself off well when he comes out of the river. They shouldn't end up carrying the water that's on him, Dal Amos, even though it's not Shisrabim, but the banks of the river. But it'll be a Carmelis, that's also the carrying it, Dal Amos. A person who comes out of the water, out of the Nor, he has a lot of wear on his body, it can really be a problem of carrying. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and the place come right, and we had this mentioned previously already, the Mishnah Berurah earlier in the Siman, at the Minig nowadays, not to raise the Bechlau on the Nor, on the Mikvah, because it's very common to come to Sechit the Sar, when one dries himself off, he ends up squeezing out his hair, and other Cheshbon is also come to Chas Shalom, to Chil Shabbos, and Gabi Tfilo, that we'll see more about Mishnah next Siman Sev Ches. For a person to wash Yalav Ragav, which is hands and feet in the Nor, that's fine, as long as he dries himself off right away, the Minig does not apply, but to go completely into the Nor, or into the Mikvah, to wash oneself, the minig is not to do as such on Shabbos because it might come to Sechit Asar. Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's important for the person to have his clothing or at least his towel close to the banks of the river, so he shouldn't have to go down Amos until he gets to his towel, dry himself off. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that allows going into the Nor, since you have to dry yourself off right away before you go down Amos, make sure to leave the towel close to the banks of the river. Also, there could be an issue if someone's like in the water of the river and it's not so deep and keep walking with half his body out and half his body in, Dal Amos, and the Nor is a Carmelis, and the half the body that's out has water in it, it's a problem of carrying as well. So you see there's many things that can go wrong with a person going into Nor on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber does say somebody's walking on the street and it's raining heavily on him, on his head, on his body, that you don't have to worry about carrying the water. Shabur explains that typically it's not so much water, it doesn't usually have the shear to have the chia for itzal. And Bechlau, Shleka Der Chatsa, Al Tzrabon, Chazar, and Nagazer, such a way of carrying water because it rained on you and now you're wet from the rain. That type of carrying is not the Derech of Itza, it's not also the Raisa, and Al Tzrabon, the Rin Gazer also. And the Mishmur brings from the Bi'ar Gra that says that according to a Tesfus, it's Mashim, it's a lot of water, they got onto your clothing, in your clothing, there's no problem with carrying over here at all. So it's only a problem with going into the Nor, which we don't typically do nowadays. Sivches, the Mechaber says, a person could be Tovah from his Tumah on Shabbos. Shabur explains, even though Kli, it's also the Tovah on Shabbos, to Matara from his Tumah, because in Nirkam, a second Kli, it looks like he Masak in the Kli, because till now had a problem of Tumah, now you correct it, that would be Matara. Still, a person, the Matara himself is different, because when he goes into the Mikvah water, it looks like he's cooling off from the water. Even if it's cold outside, so it doesn't really make sense, so long to cool himself off, even the Mikvah water is not so clean, it's not a Derech to Reichetz in it. Sometimes a person comes from traveling, and he's very dirty, and it's worth it for him to Reichetz himself in the Mikvah water. And that's why, even if you could have been tovah for Shabbos, it's mutter to be tovah on Shabbos. Nirkam Yaka looks like you're cleaning yourself off or cooling yourself off. It's not a problem of Nirkam Sakin that you're fixing up the tumah and making a tar. However, Mishnah Berurah brings us a minig of a nashim not to be tovah on Shabbos if that's not Naya Falal to do a tefillah shleibas man on Shabbos, the minig was not to. And he says from the Tiras Desh and others that it's a good minig because Maisa nowadays we don't do any rechitz kolgov on Shabbos. So now it's nicker that it's obvious the reason Yungas tefillah on is mechzikam Sakin, you shouldn't do it. However, Mishnah Berurah says that Achrenim Malal, being about Kari being tovah, since it's not a tikkun anyway, because the tikkun is Ezra, they're mevatel nowadays, he's mutter and Tari tefillah, is just doing as an extra inyan of Tari, so therefore, tefillah's Kari, we can allow on Shabbos, but Lamaisa, other Achayim arguing this, he says there's a big arichos in the Bi'ar Loch, look in the Bi'ar Loch, a big arichos, some are machbar, say they should not do tefillah's Kari on Shabbos, those are a meikol, you shouldn't be meikol, should protest against them, because many Achayim, most Achayim are meikol, others are machmer, definitely the person can tell me on Shabbos Yom Tov, you can make for them to be tovah for their carry on Shabbos Yom Tov, that's the minig. Just be careful not to come to a schita. Turns of the Noshim, going to mikvah on Lel Shabbos, if that's Zman will fall out, for sure they could, and if it's not the Zman, they want to fall out, it just got pushed off to then, that's a matter of minig, depending on the minig, once you ask their own child.